Be not weary in well-doing. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 9, 1903. Unreserved surrender. And he said unto them, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world, and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Luke 9, verse 23-26. Those who would at last be received into heaven as members of the royal family must here give themselves, body, soul, and spirit, to the service of him who paid the price of their redemption. All that we have and are belongs to the Lord. Ye are not your own, the apostle declares, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. The foundation of our work was laid in sacrifice, and in sacrifice this work is to be carried on. My brother, my sister, are you willing to follow Christ's example of sacrifice? He gave his life to save perishing souls. Have you consecrated yourself wholly to the Lord? Can he use you as a vessel unto honor? Are you faithfully acting your part in his cause? To every man God has given his work. He expects every believer to cooperate with him in the work of soul saving. When his cause is suffering for means, how can anyone set a price on his services, refusing to take up the cross daily and practice self-denial for Christ's sake? The fulfillment of the promise that we shall be joint heirs with Christ rests upon our willingness to deny self. When Christ takes possession of his kingdom, it will be those who in this earth have followed him in self-denial and sacrifice who will receive the reward of everlasting life. Christ's call to sacrifice and unreserved surrender means crucifixion of self. In order to obey this call, we must have unquestioning faith in him as the perfect example, and we must have a clear realization that we are to represent him to the world. Those who work for Christ are to work in his lines. They are to live his life. His call to unreserved surrender is to be to them supreme. They are to allow no earthly tie or interest to prevent them from giving him the homage of their hearts and the service of their lives. Earnestly and untiringly, they are to labor with God to save perishing souls from the power of the tempter. Those who are thus connected with Christ learn constantly of him, passing through the successive stages of progress in Christian experience. Difficulty and perplexity come to them that they may learn more perfectly the will and way of Christ. But they pray and believe, and by exercise their faith increases. Take my yoke upon you, Christ said, as in human nature he lived and worked upon this earth. Constantly he wore the yoke of submission, meeting the difficulties that human beings must meet, bearing the trials that they must bear. The enemy will continually assault us as he assaulted Christ, bringing against us strong temptation. But for every one there is a way of escape. Take my yoke upon you, Christ says, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. Power for Service. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 19, 20. Our duty to the school at Berrien Springs.
My brethren and sisters, why is so little being done to sell Christ's object lessons? Have you become weary in well-doing? Let this work advance, for there is great need that it be carried steadily forward. The school at Berrien Springs needs the money that the sale of these books will bring. This school is making advancement as fast as possible, but it is in need of funds with which to erect buildings. The Lord is pleased with the way in which the school has been conducted and with the education that is being given to the students gathered there. Will you not remember that in doing your best to bring in means for the advancement of this school, you are cooperating with Him? There is much that needs to be done before the winter sets in. Buildings must be erected and other lines of work carried forward. Brother Megan and Brother Sutherland have worked with heart and soul to bring this school to its present stage of advancement, and the blessing of the Lord has attended their labors in a marked manner. I wish to say that my confidence in these men has not at all lessened. The Lord is not unmindful of the self-sacrifice and their labors of love. I have feared that they were in danger from trying to do more than they could do. I saw that they were in danger of overtaxing their strength in the effort to advance the work and to economize in the use of means. The lives of these men are precious in the sight of the Lord. He does not want them to overwork and thus sacrifice their strength, for in the end, this would mean great loss. My brethren and sisters, I ask you in the name of the Lord to do all that you can to advance the work of the Berrien Springs School. I hope and pray that you will not become weary in well-doing. In carrying forward the work of selling Christ's object lessons, you will receive a most precious blessing. As you show this book to your friends and neighbors, telling them of the instruction that it contains and why you are trying to sell it, you will gain an experience that will enable you to do more successful work for the Master. As you take up this pleasing work, for such it will prove to all who take it up with faith and prayer, the peace of Christ will come into your hearts. The thought that you are doing a good work will fill you with joy and courage. At one time, the suggestion was made to me that it might be best, when the relief of the school's campaign was finished, to make Christ's Object Lessons a regular subscription book. It was said that this book would have as ready a sale as any that could be produced. As I heard this suggestion, the thought came to me, here is an opportunity for me to get out of debt. Is not this the right thing for me to do? I said that it might be right to do as the letter had suggested. Then I sent to heaven the prayer, Lord, teach me to speak right words. Quickly the answer came. In an instant, the light given at the first regarding object lessons flashed into my mind, and the instruction then given was repeated. I seemed to hear the words, God signified that this book should be given to our schools, to be to them a continual blessing. Would you exchange His plan for human devising? This book is to be treated as a sacred offering made to God, and as His plan regarding it is unselfishly carried out, the result will be wholly satisfactory. I immediately said that I would not make any change in the handling of object lessons unless God gave me plain instruction that this should be done. As I said this, I felt the blessing of God resting upon me. My brethren and sisters, as you go out to sell this book, the Lord Jesus and His angels will open the way before you. Success has attended the effort to sell the book in the past, because God's people have worked in cooperation with heavenly agencies. And success will attend the effort in the future, if our people will still carry forward the work. All will receive grace for grace as they give what they can, in time and influence, to the circulation of Christ's object lessons. I leave these words with you, praying that the blessing of God may rest on the self-sacrificing workers at Berrien Springs and upon all who continue in the work of canvassing for object lessons. Time is short, and there is much to be done. Let all who can, old and young, men, women, and children, take up this work. As they go forth, the Lord will open the way before them. The words that they speak will be as seeds sown in good ground. Many souls will be saved as a result of their willing service. And at last, when we join the royal family in the courts above, the Lord will open before us the good that has been accomplished by Christ's object lessons.